USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden stood in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan today, demonstrating his unwavering support. Holding a bullhorn, he addressed the striking workers, emphasizing their rightful claim to a substantial pay increase.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
It's the first time a sitting U.S. president has stood shoulder to shoulder with workers on a picket line. President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November 2021. The report highlights concerns within Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability given his age of 80. Polls indicate that a majority of both Republican and Democratic voters believe he's too old for the office. Time is ticking for Congress to dodge a government shutdown this week. The House is set to vote on crucial funding bills today, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy might face a support shortage. A handful of staunch Republicans are holding up legislation pushing for significant spending cuts. Attorney General Merrick Garland assured families who lost loved ones to the fentanyl epidemic that the Justice Department is dedicated to stopping it.
Agents and prosecutors across the Justice Department and across the country are working tirelessly to prosecute those who flood our communities with deadly drugs.
Speaking at DEA headquarters, he outlined efforts to target cartels in Mexico and suppliers of precursor chemicals in China. A growing number of prominent Democrats are calling for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign following his indictment on federal bribery charges. Senator Cory Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey, have joined the chorus, emphasizing the higher standard that is expected of elected public officials. This is USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The U.S. Secret Service says two people have been arrested near the White House after ammunition was spotted in plain view inside their vehicle.
The incident happening last night along G Street between 14th and 15th Streets. U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division officers were on a routine patrol and checked out a parked vehicle with ammunition in plain view. When the occupants returned, two individuals were questioned, searched, and taken into custody without incident on weapons charges. They have not been publicly identified. I'm Corey Myers.
The Virgin Islands, where Epstein had an estate, sued J.P. Morgan last year, saying its investigation has revealed that the financial services giant enabled Epstein's recruiters to pay victims and was indispensable to the operation and concealment of the Epstein trafficking enterprise. Today, J.P. Morgan agreed to pay $75 million to the U.S. Virgin Islands to settle those claims. Two tickets to Ford's Theater on the fateful night of Abraham Lincoln's assassination have sold for more than face value. RR Auction managed to sell the pair of front row balcony tickets for more than $250,000. The tickets, dated April 14, 1865, corresponded to Section D, seats 41 and 42, which placed them directly across from Lincoln's balcony seats. And good news for TV fans, the Hollywood writer's strike is nearing an end and your beloved shows might return soon. According to Variety, late night talk shows could be back on the air by next week. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.